This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2863. I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. You know, people hire me for No BS Job Search Coaching and Career Advice globally because I make the process of finding work a lot easier for people. I've got a website at jobsearch.community that has lots of different options to help you land your next role. And, you know, there's content there to help you. And if you want, I'm able to coach you, you know, through the Insider Premium service or answer questions as an Insider Plus member or even as an Insider member. It's just, you know, we're doing it as messaging if you become an Insider member. But you get access to all my video courses, books, and guides. There's a lot there to help you. And one of my newer courses is around changing careers. And this today's show is one where I talk about specifically changing careers when you're over 50. Hope you find this helpful. Please give the show a great review wherever you listen to it or watch it. Share it on LinkedIn. Share it elsewhere. Just share it because people need help. And I'll be back in just one moment.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, here's the scenario. Person's over 50. They're in a job that they've done well at, but someone they hired is now their boss. And they recognize that the handwriting's on the wall. They're feeling kind of bored and stuck and want to consider a completely different career related to what they're doing, but still different. What do you do? And you know, I recognized as I was talking with him that, and I confirmed this, this is the guy with the house, the wife, the responsibilities. He can't. He's not 20 with out of care in the world. So he has to recognize and act in a very precise way in order to ensure the financial stability of his family. So what do you do? The real thing is you start off by looking at job descriptions to see what firms look for in this related area. And then from there, you start working on scheduling informational interviews with people who are doing this kind of work for different organizations. Doesn't matter if they're in your immediate area, you just find people to speak with. And when you do that, you're looking for common threads. So for example, on salary, if four of them say one thing, and one of them says something, you know, that's an outlier, either high or low, well, you tend to go with the foursome. If four of them talk with you about one type of background that's needed, and one talks about something completely different, you don't disregard the one, but the probability is going to be the four is going to be most common. And then you're gathering information so that this way you understand fully what you're getting into. You see, recognizing that a lot of veteran people make career changes because they're bored, they're tired, they don't want to compete anymore, but they're going to go into a new field where they're going to have to compete. You have to make sure they understand what they're stepping into. You have to understand what you're stepping into before you make the leap. This is where the research of the informational interview comes in. And I want to be clear, it's not like you're going to ask two questions and then go, so you got a job for me? No, you're really going to be going out and asking questions. Call someone up and say, can I get 15 minutes of your time? I'm thinking of going into your field. I promise, you know, let's have coffee. Or can I schedule 15 minutes on your calendar via Skype or phone? And I'd like to just chat with you because I'm thinking of making a career change. Just keep it that simple. So that's your starting place on the search. Research as to what firms look for from job ads, and then conversations with people who are doing the work so that you fully understand what you're getting into and you're not going in like an amateur. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a couple of ways I can help you even more. First of all, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/the Big Game Hunter. Mention that you listen to or watch the show. I like knowing I'm helping some people. Also, join me at jobsearch.community. Now, whether you become an insider or not, there's a lot of stuff on the homepage to help you. Books, guides, video courses, videos, some good stuff to help you. And if you become an insider, you get access to all my video courses, books, and guides, and you can ask me questions, and I log in daily to respond to everyone. If you become an Insider Plus member, all the same stuff I've mentioned to you before, plus you can get me on a Zoom call to answer your questions more immediately. And if you're interested in one-on-one or group coaching, become an Insider Premium member. There's a lot there that we'll work on to help you land your next job. And you get all the other content as well. Hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great.